From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Two suicide bombings outside Pakistan's main defense industry complex today have killed nearly 40 people. The area has been cordoned off by police. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Iraq. She's pushing leaders there to agree to a proposed security deal that addresses eventual withdrawal of American troops. Florida Governor Charlie Crist says Tropical Storm Fay is becoming a serious catastrophic flooding event on his state's Atlantic coast. Brevard County Emergency Operations spokesman Tom Bartosik is telling people not to drive.
We're trying to get through to people that if they absolutely don't have to be out driving, that they shouldn't be. It's not safe, and they just need to stay off the roads.
The center of Fay has moved back out into the Atlantic, but forecasters expect the storm to move towards land for a third time. Spain's prime minister has declared 3 days of national mourning for victims of the country's worst air disaster in 25 years. 153 people were killed when a Spanair jet swerved from a runway and crashed in a wooded area yesterday as it tried to take off from Barajas Airport in Madrid. The BBC's Johnny Diamond reports on the aftermath.
Long into the warm Madrid night, relatives arrived at the makeshift mortuary near the airport. Others flew into the capital in the small hours of the morning from the Canary Islands, the doomed plane's destination. The crash is an enormous blow to Spain, its worst air disaster in 25 years, and a terrible loss of life. So far, there is only speculation as to the cause of the crash. There are reports of a fire in one of the engines during takeoff, but it will be up to flight investigators to find out why the Spanair flight crashed and burned on takeoff.
That's the BBC's Johnny Diamond reporting. It's a big day at the Olympics in Beijing. The United States has won the women's beach volleyball gold medal in a match with China, and Americans are battling for gold medals in soccer, softball, water polo, diving, and track and field. From Beijing, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
American women have dominated Olympic softball and soccer, and they're the favorites in the gold medal games. It's the final Olympic appearance for softball. The final match in women's water polo has the U.S. team seeking its first gold medal against an underdog team from the Netherlands. At the water cube, Laura Wilkinson tries to dive from fifth place to first to collect her second career platform gold before retirement. Allison Felix challenges three Jamaican runners in the women's 200-meter race at the Bird's Nest Stadium, where Jeremy Warner will battle teammate LaShawn Merritt in the 400-meter final. Cuban Deron Robles is the heavy favorite in the men's 110-meter hurdles, but Americans David Oliver and David Payne are considered strong challengers. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.
Wall Street stock futures are down this morning. Foreign markets have been trading lower. This is NPR News. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama is campaigning again in Virginia today for a second day. It's a state that's traditionally voted for Republicans for president, but Obama hopes to change that with the help of some of Virginia's prominent Democrats. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports on Obama's campaign stops yesterday.
At various points during the day, Obama campaigned alongside former Governor Mark Warner, now running for the Senate, and Virginia's junior senator Jim Webb. Obama was noticeably more aggressive than he used to be on the stump. John McCain, he said, just doesn't get it when it comes to the economy, education, health care, the war in Iraq, you name it. In front of an overflow crowd at a high school gym in Lynchburg, Obama made an issue of McCain's attacks on him for saying he would withdraw troops from Iraq in about 16 months.
But we can have an honest disagreement. Don't you dare suggest that I'm less patriotic than you, or that I've got political motivations in taking the positions that I've taken.
The Obama campaign is also going after McCain in several new attack ads airing in battleground states. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Richmond, Virginia.
Republican John McCain has no scheduled campaign appearances today. Yesterday, he held a town hall-style meeting in New Mexico, where he condemned Russia's military actions in Georgia. A Russian military official says Russia is doing its best to withdraw troops from Georgia under an agreement brokered by France, but Russia is also establishing checkpoints along the border of Georgia and the breakaway region of South Ossetia, which Russia has taken over, and Russia is setting up military checkpoints in undisputed Georgian territory. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.